Brothers and sisters, our next speaker is a long-time brother, activist, and fighter, and a troublemaker sometimes. It is my great honor to introduce brother and my leader. When we were both active with the labor movement, and we will continue to remain active for human rights, for justice, and dignity for all. Please help me welcome brother Sid Ryan.
Sisters and brothers, I want to say that I stand in solidarity with the Kashmiris here today, whose freedom has been taken away, ironically, in a week where India was saying they were going to celebrate their independence. And the hypocrisy of that statement is that they sent the tanks into Kashmir to take away the freedom and the self-determination of Kashmiris. It is so important that the diaspora be here today to be the voices and the eyes and the ears of the Kashmiris, because we know that their communications has been totally cut off from the rest of the world.
Shame.
And you need to know that there are demonstrations like this taking place in every major city around the world. We've got to be the eyes and the ears and tell the stories of the Kashmiris, tell the stories of the beatings, of the rapes, of the oppression that's taken place. But if you want to know the roots of what we're suffering here today, you need to take a look at British imperialism. Take a look what's going on in Hong Kong, where the Brits were. Take a look at my country in Northern Ireland, the destruction that they left behind, where they pitted the Catholics against the Protestants. Take a look at Palestine, where they divided Palestine. And today we have got one of the greatest crises that the world has ever seen. And in Hong Kong, likewise, we see the same kind of turmoil. And now we're seeing it in Kashmir. Well, my friends, if you want to see what Kashmir is going to look like, take a look at the relationship between Netanyahu and Modi from India. Take a look at what they've done to Palestine. Take a look at what they did in Northern Ireland with the plantation, where they brought in and gave folks from the UK special privileges in Northern Ireland and gave them land. Are you hearing the same thing today, my friends? Are you hearing that the Indian government is saying, let's open up Kashmir, let's get rid of the Constitutional Amendment 35A, and how about we sell land to anybody who wants to come in and buy land and set up business in Kashmir in opposition to the Kashmiris? It's the plantation of Kashmir is about to take place, my friend. Just like it's taken like place in Palestine with the illegal settlements, you're seeing, going to see the same thing in Kashmir unless there's a world revolt against it, unless we have governments speaking out. And we need the Canadian government to speak clearly, in clear terms. No invocation about it. They've got to come out and say that we are opposed to the takeover of Kashmir, that we need for to say that the Kashmiris ought to have a vote to recognize their self-determination. It is only the Kashmiris can decide what's going to happen inside of Jammu and Kashmir. So my friends, let us put the pressure on our federal government to speak out in clear, unequivocal terms that we demand that the Indian Army be run out of Kashmir. There is no place for the Indian Army in Kashmir. They've got to recognize the deal that was made, that Constitutional number 370 shall be abided by.
What do we want?
Freedom.
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 When do we want?
Freedom.
When do we want?
Now.
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 What do we want?
Freedom.
Okay, sister brothers, let's finish on this note. I want to thank the organizers for putting on this event today. I want to thank the diaspora for coming out. It is so important. It is so important that we speak out and be the eyes and ears of the Kashmiris. Thank you very much for your solidarity and for showing up here today.
Yes, thank you, Brother Sir.
Thank you.
And the people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Yes, brother.